on the level. Just some water and it'd be level.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Where would it come? Do you know, on the hill down there? Or
way across the valley there?
Yeah.
I'd say top of that building across the street from your house. That big long building with cars going by right now.
Yeah. See the old pine tree out here?
Yeah.
See that little, that flat part there?
Uh-huh.
Then you come over and then it kind of goes up. And you can see it just top of the tree there.
Right.
And then it comes on up. You can't see it as good, but the sun is shining quite a bit. But then, see where the flat hits the top of that tree right there by the trail?
Yeah.
Well, come out just a little bit farther.
Okay.
Well, it's just above there.
Really? From here?
From here, it'd be level.
So it must really go down.
Where the well is.
Right.
And they're down at the house, 147 feet.
It's quite a drop.
Yeah.
So that's why you get the pressure on your water line.
Yeah. 50 pounds, you get about, it takes about 2 feet somewhere, not quite 2 feet to the pound.
Yeah.
So 147 would be about 150, would be a third of it. See, that'd give you 3 feet to it.
Yep.
And then Bert built their house there when he was on a mission. He came along from Barb and they said they wanted to build a house. They picked the place and that's where they got. And then Bert used a little of the water. He sprinkled that right there. That would be some 5 feet of it. Now that sagebrush I was telling you about down here is stuff like this. About that much at a time.
Took a long time.
Round and round. It took us better than 2.5 years. And then you just feeding out here, feeding the cows. That's what they all want to say. So they get in there and rub it. This is all big tall stuff.
Yeah.
They get in there and rub it. I got 750 joints of gated pot.
For the irrigation?
Yeah. And you see how they're scattered over the field, and I found out it's just, you don't ruin any more by leaving it laying in the field than you do having to haul it in and take it. If two of you went out there and started to haul that in, it'd take you 2 days to haul it back in. Then to haul it back out, be another 4 days that I'd have to do it, and you'd break just as many of them. The thing of it is, we let them, we don't gather them up just right during one crop of hay and the other, and then one will lay here and nobody will find it, and then you come and run over the windrower.
Yep.
And there's a lot of wire right there.
Is that just a ditch there or a pit or?
Like I say, I just keep getting more junk to leave a lot of wood. I'd rather have a big pile of wood here than not have any.
Right.
Mom gets after me.
Yeah, the rest of the questions are basically just about, not about your family history, but just about inside things, life inside. And